Hello, I'm Nathan Blazek, and welcome to the accompaniment MP3 on how to hypnotize anyone without getting caught. So you can understand a little bit more about the applications and the principles that you can begin to apply right away to use covert hypnosis to your advantage. The first thing I want to talk about is when you go through Chapter 1, it's kind of my theory. It's a good theory behind the way that society is structured in a way where covert hypnosis is used on a mass scale to control people. And I delve into some information, I give you some references on how you can use that. It's clearly enough just to open your eyes and realize that you really are your own person, you can think for yourself, you can have the kind of success you want. And a lot of people are searching for someone outside of themselves to give them answers to problems, or to solve their problems for them, without them taking up their self-responsibility and solving the problems. So in a nutshell, I just want you to really understand that most people would rather have someone else tell them what to do than make decisions for themselves. Or they'd rather go with the way society says is good rather than just deciding it on their own or doing their own research. See, there's a lot of people who are lazy and dishonest and who would rather spend the time just giving responsibilities to other people. So basically, in a nutshell, Chapter 1 is just telling you how you can go out there and become that authority. People will follow that external authority. You can be that external authority. And it's a very powerful secret because you can see it within all over the countries and the world, and you can see it on every corner of the world, and you can see it on every advertising medium, on the TV, the internet, radio, so on and so forth. So just realize that you can step and become their authority and really begin to play a good part or an active role in their imagination and their mind and get them to take specific actions that you want them to take. Second thing is, if you really want to get really good at, on Chapter 2 we talk about engaging in conversation. I'm going to give you a really powerful skill right now, and that's the 3-step magic formula getting over the fear of rejection. And I promise you, if you use this formula, it's going to increase your overall effectiveness and your ability to persuade and influence other people. The first thing that you want to remember or realize that when you're engaging in conversation, that the fear of rejection is inherent in most of us. There's a lot of customers that I have that are absolutely terrified of going and introducing themselves to women or to men or being the first one to go after that sale when the customer comes through the door. So what I'm going to give you is a 3-step magic formula tool that I use to get over that fear of rejection so you can get out there and you start meet people and engage in conversation. And we don't even cover this in the book, but I feel it's absolutely necessary in order for you to really get the full benefit out of these features, because what you're learning in this course requires you to be talking to people, whether they're you're meeting them for the first time or even known them for years. So the first step in overcoming the fear of rejection is to realize that you're going to get rejected, no matter what, no matter how many people you talk to, and the more people you talk to, the greater your chances of getting rejected. The key here is accepting the truth that people sometimes are going to have a bad day and then they might blow up in your face. Who cares? Because on step two, you're going to learn to turn it into their problem. You can say things to yourself such as, well, they must have slipped in the bathroom. The one that I like to think is, you know, they must have slipped in the tub this morning and the only thing they can think about right now is going home and taking a hammer to it. Especially if you get rejected, you just turn it into their problem. And you could also use that as an attitude. So let's suppose you're going up there and you get rejected by someone. So suppose you're a man, and you're like, oh, I like her, she's pretty. I think I'm going to go say hi. So you go over there and you say hello. And she just blows up in your face and says, get the heck away from me. I don't even want to talk to you. Ugh, I can't stand this anymore. Just like a really extreme case of rejection. Like instant, like most guys think in their heads for some reason. Just remember that step two is a level where you just turn it into their problem. You think, whoa, I think I'm just going to let this girl just go off in her own little corner and experience these negative things by herself because there's someone out there that's got a much better of a personality than she does, and I'd much rather talk to her. And besides, she really doesn't know what she's missing out on. Too bad she didn't have the opportunity to get to know me. Do you understand the kind of attitude that you have? So step one is to realize you're going to get rejected, so there's no excuse anymore for you to get out there and meet people. Step two is turn it into their problem if it were ever to occur. And step three is immediately focus your attention on something else. So if you get rejected, turn it into their problem, and then start look at the tree, look at the picture on the wall, look at the wallpaper, look at the floor, look at your shoes, look at the cars that are going by, or look at the other girl that's standing behind them, or the other guy that's standing behind them. What you're doing here is you're just forgetting about it. You don't care. That's not really a big of a deal because it's their problem, remember? So now that you're over the fear of rejection, I give you the tools that you need and realize that I understand it's very simple, but I encourage you to go out there and try it because it absolutely works. Believe me, trust me, I was absolutely scared and terrified of going out there and introducing myself to beautiful women especially. But as soon as I learned this magic three-step formula, I kind of went over the months and months of trying to come up with something incredibly good and juicy so I could really meet the kind of women that I wanted to meet in my life. I came up with this little magic little three-step formula, and it's worked for me and enabled me to meet and attract over 1,400 women. So don't let this one little technique in a year, at least, 1,430 women in a year. That works out to be about 3 women a day I met. So just remember, it's a numbers game. The more people you go out there and you talk to, the better your chances of getting and meeting and attracting people the way you want to. So let's talk about some general skills that you need to develop that are absolutely necessary before you get out there and you use covert hypnosis on people. And one of the biggest things is the attitude that you have. You have to have fun with this stuff. You can't go out there and think, haha, I'm messing with your head. It's amazing what a person's unconscious mind can do. If you've ever talked to a salesman and you knew you just had a sense that they were up to no good. Have you ever had that experience where you walked into a place and you were looking at a product or a service and the salesman's talking to you? And you had this kind of sense where you really didn't trust the salesman. Or everything he's saying really wasn't, just didn't click with that salesman. And you decided to go through with the sale anyway. And later on you decided that was probably one of the worst decisions you made because you got ripped off. Now, most of us have had some kind of experience where somebody else rips us off. But when we look back at those situations, we really realize, you know, I really sensed something that wasn't right, but I went through with it anyway, and we kick ourselves in the butt for it. See, the unconscious mind, like I said, is amazing capability. It can actually pick up the shrinking and expanding of your pore size. So if I'm talking to you and we're face to face, your unconscious mind can tell if my pores are opening and closing. Your unconscious mind picks up on cues that your body gives, signals that your body makes. And the reason why I'm telling you this is very important to have the right kind of mental attitudes running through your brain when you're using covert hypnosis. You want to have enthusiasm, which we're going to get into a little bit later, and you want to have emotions running through your brain, but you want to have fun with this. Like I said, it's having fun, and it's not, haha, I'm doing this to you, ha-ha-ha, I'm messing with your head, I'm making you do what I want. It's not that. Instead, you're going to be like, gee, this is so much fun. I am a great person to be around. It makes you feel like you're almost like a host of a TV show. Because you want to have that kind of fun with people, don't you? You want to have this magnetic quality within yourself. And that magnetic quality is the ability to just have fun with life. Have fun with people. Use that three-step magic formula for overcoming the fear of rejection and introduce yourself to the people that you crave. That you spot someone you want to know, you just get right over there and meet them. And I get a lot of different pickup lines inside How to Hypnotize Anyone Without Getting Caught. Someone who just absolutely needs a pickup line, I use the one that's never failed, is, excuse me, it's never easy meeting complete strangers, especially one as beautiful as you without being properly introduced. But let's try anyway, I'm Nathan and you are, and I stick my hand out to shake theirs. This has never failed me. Granted, because you're being sincere, you're complimenting her on her beauty, the thing is you want to be sincere. Now notice the different kind of reaction that the woman might get if I'm thinking, haha, I know what I'm doing to you. You know, I'm thinking right now, ha, 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 I'm going to win your heart. And I say, excuse me, can I ask you a question? Have you ever considered dating a person you just met in a place like this? And she says, well, that depends. I'm just like, great, my name's Nathan and you are. Now think about that kind of pickup line that I just used for you. Stick my hand out there to shake hers. And I had that mental attitude, you know, like, I know this is working. I'm not going to be sending that kind of vibe that I want to be sending. Instead, You want to have that sincerity. Excuse me. It's never easy meeting complete strangers, especially one as beautiful as you without being properly introduced. But let's try anyway. I'm Nathan, and you are? Notice how it was smooth and congruent. It was positive. I was confident in my ability to deliver that line, so I encourage you to use it. But then I get some people saying, well, I can't just sit there and rehearse all this because I know I'm going to flub up and I'm going to choke. And again, if you're just trying to express yourself and you're getting out there to meet people, that's perfectly fine. At least you're taking a positive step. But in case you don't want to use any of these pickup lines, which, have you ever considered dating a person you just met in a place like this is a hypnotic line, because they're going to associate you and dating you with them and meeting you in that place. Does that make sense? You're pointing out in the situation, we're standing here right now, and you're considering dating me, is basically what you're telling her, or him. But the one technique that has never failed is the word hi. If you're absolutely just terribly shy, just get out there and start saying hi. And that's all you gotta say, is hi. Hi. So you're walking down the road and you see someone, you want to meet him, you say hi, and you keep walking. And then you think to yourself, good job. And that's an important step. You think to yourself, great job. I just said hi, I'm making the first step that I need to make, maybe eventually I'll say some more. Notice how easy that is. What happens over the first week if you say hi to 10 people a day? You think you're going to get bored with just saying hi and walking away? Of course you are. And you're going to come up with other things to say. Oh, it's a great day today, isn't it? Yeah, it sure is. Oh, man. I was driving down the road, and all of a sudden you go into a story that's hypnotic. See how fast hypnosis can be? Now, you're going to learn these story methods, by the way. But you understand how fast hypnosis is. You have the ability to just create the most earth-shattering, mind-blowing skills. It's earth-shattering. That's what I like to call it. Mind-blowing, hypnotic patterns. And you can use it right away if you want to. It all has to do with your personality. So that's the thing. There's three requirements. And you want the one thing you want to go through your mind right away is that you have to get in rapport with someone. And there's three things that you absolutely must have is flexibility, self-control, and you have to perceive. You have to have perception. Let's go over one of these on an individual basis. Flexibility is the ability to try different things. See, this whole book that I've wrote for you and this program that I made for you, the whole thing is like an arsenal of tools that you can use. It's not an actual step-by-step program. Instead, I'm giving you bombs, and I'm giving you knives, and I'm giving you baseball bats, and I'm giving you guns, and I'm giving you missiles, and I'm giving you taser lasers, and you're going to have an whole arsenal of tools that you can use, and you have to be willing to be flexible. You have to be willing to try one, and if that doesn't work, you step back and try another technique. And if that doesn't work, you step back and then go right in for the using another technique. Does that make sense? And you have to have control while doing this. You have to allow yourself to be relaxed. You have to have that control to have that fun, excitement within yourself, because it's going to give you an amazing amount of power and leverage. And the perception is also important, and you're going to learn as you develop more and more skills that perception becomes one of your biggest shortcuts to success, especially when you're hypnotizing people on a one-to-one basis. And that's when you learn to listen. So you have to have perception. Perception is listening. And when you listen, listening is going to give you the ability to come up with a lot of answers. Or a lot of know-hows and ways that you can go right in for the kill, that you can get the kind of results you want from that person. And what do I mean by this? I mean, if you're being flexible and you got all the tools that you can use and you're having that self-control, then you want to perceive how people are responding to you. You want to notice their body language and the kind of actions that they're having around you. You want to notice the tone of their voice. You want to listen for certain ways that they use inflection. If they lean on certain words. And the first thing that you're really going to want to keep in mind, especially if you're meeting somebody for the first time, and I don't mean for the first time in your life, I mean just immediately. I do this with my wife every morning. Is I wake up and I get an immediate rapport with my wife. And how do I do that? One of the biggest ways to do that is match their breathing. Make direct eye contact with them. The more subtle ways are matching and mirroring their postures and the way that they behave. Because this kind of like shifts, you begin to shift into that person. And you get to have fun with it. And what I mean by that is eventually you get so good at it that you can pretend to be that person. And the more you appear to become more like that person, the more they're going to like and respond to you. And the closer they're going to feel with you. And it's a very positive thing. So there's a certain magic that happens when you do this as well, is that you're able to pick up on certain thoughts and attitudes. Have you ever talked to someone and you just filled in their sentences? You were in deep rapport with them, if that ever happened to you. Or if you were talking to someone, they filled in your sentences. They were in deep rapport with you. You guys were very unconsciously connected. See, we're all unconsciously connected. It's like a, what is that word? Inextricably or inextricably or if anybody knows it, make sure you email me and tell me. Our minds are linked. See, I don't like big words. I just like to keep it simple. So when you're talking with somebody, you want to match the way they act and the way they move. This is going to give you a lot of power. This is going to give you a lot of ability and control in getting the kind of response that you want from that person. And then the next thing is matching their breathing, if you want to get a little more technical with it. And then shifting and pretending you are them. But you don't want to stay pretending that you are them. So if you're talking to someone that you know, let's just say your best friend right now. Imagine they're there with you right now. And just pretend what it was like to be them. Think, wow, I'm this person. And look at your hands and be like, wow, that's me. I wonder what I'm thinking right now. I wonder what he's doing right now. I wonder what this person's feeling right now. And you can pick up on a lot of things. And it's really amazing. You can get really good with this stuff. You can shift in and become that person. And you can think to yourself, I should call me. Which is you who you want to call. So think of your best friend. Shift inside his head or his body. Actually, try his body on for size. And it's kind of fun because it makes you feel woo, really good. So think of your best friend or even your spouse or someone that's away from you. And then think, call me. I think I should call him. And think about you while you do that. And notice. And if you're really good at this and you do it correctly, your phone will probably ring. And you'll be calling me and going, holy moly, Nathan, you're starting to scare me. This stuff works way too good. But it's very powerful stuff. It gives you the ability to really pick up on things from other people, and it makes you a heck of a lot more persuasive already. This is one of the most powerful techniques that I use is rapport, especially when talking with someone. And remember, you want to shift in and out. You don't want to become that person and then stay in. You just want to shift out. And if you get really, really good with it, you want to make yourself feel incredibly playful and fun and exciting and vibrant and happy. And then while you're feeling all these emotions that are positive, you can shift in to becoming that person so they feel it too, and then shift back out. And give it to them every once in a while. And you're going to notice, as you experiment with this, an incredible level of power. So let's talk about how the way you can act, now that you got some ways of rapport, is you can match certain words that they lean on, as one other one. And I go into more detail with the book. But the kind of posture you want to radiate. Remember in the first chapter I talked about how most people are attracted to authority. So the best way to do this is to become an authority. And you do that by keeping your shoulders back, putting your chin up high. And then make your tone of voice deep and resonant. Come from that deep pit of your belly. And then gestures are like sweeping motions. They're very smooth and congruent. and you use your gestures a lot. You're animated. You have wonderful animation in the facial features. Have you ever talked to somebody and they were just totally dead in the face? And they were really boring to talk to? I mean, I can just totally think of someone right now that just looks at you and shakes their head back and forth and has no facial expression whatsoever. And then you meet someone who's got just amazing animation. And their eyebrows move. And their eyes light up. And their smile. And the way they move there. And their nostrils flare. They may even get flushed in the face because they're really feeling what they're feeling. They're enthusiastic about life in general. The majority of the population, you're going to find almost 10 out of 10 people are extremely attracted to these type of people who have great personalities. And I was just watching American Idol just a few days ago, and there was this one guy who came on, and he was just a wonderful example of animation. You couldn't understand a word he said, but he had all four of those judges just laughing. He had their attention. They were totally entertained by him because he had such a personality where he just let himself just express himself and experience that emotion. And he got all into it, and you know what I'm saying? He started pointing it out, and he's like, oh, and I got something else, and he just kept their attention. A lot of that has to do with your animation and a smile and all the things he was saying and how he was just honest. He wasn't scared to be himself. And that's the same thing that you're going to want to do. And, of course, if you're sitting down, you're going to want to sit up. And your posture's got to be good. One of the things you want to do is do those stretches that are in the book. I'm going to teach you all those. That'll get you to start talking more resonant. And I go in there, is you want to use the word you a lot. You want to learn to listen. A lot of people are like, how can I use covert hypnosis if I'm just going to listen or if I can't talk? And that's totally not true. I'm not saying you can talk. What I'm saying is let other people talk. You know, by questions alone, you can get someone to convince themselves of what you want them to do without having to say a word. And what I mean by that is, suppose you're trying to make a super big deal. Like, you're a salesman, and I teach salesmen this all over the country who negotiate million-dollar contracts with top business leaders. And the way that I teach them to do this is to get in immediate rapport with them and make the sale almost close themselves. You see, a lot of people only buy into a particular contractual agreement or agree to have a contract as if they really like and trust the person. That's a very big part of it and a very big aspect and reason why I teach salesmen to do this. Negotiators who sit down are going to, instead of doing it on the social setting or in the business setting where they're sitting in an office, the first thing I teach them to do is learn about them. Go visit them in their office. Or meet them for lunch, because lunch is always a winner when it comes to negotiations. And the reason why I do this is because I teach them to listen. And I'm giving you million-dollar contract advice here if you're a negotiator. The sale isn't made in the first time you meet them. In fact, the first time you meet them, you want them to talk 98% of the time. The 2% of the time you're talking, it should be asking questions and questions only. And there's a certain distinction between the two is you want to ask open-ended questions. Open-ended questions allows them to explain. You're not trying to narrow down a particular point per se. You're showing interest in what they're talking about. And one of the first good things that you could do, rules of thumb, is compliment them on something about them. Suppose you were going to have this big, long sales negotiation with someone who was in the New York Times for a particular something. And the first thing that came out of your mouth was, I saw your article. I saw the article about you in the New York Times, and I was absolutely fascinated with how you handled this one little project. And I'd really like to know more about it, because you have my interest. And his eyes light up, and he begins to tell you all about it, and then he leaves. He's getting all excited, and then you just ask him another open-ended question. get him talk for another 10, 15 minutes. And then you get him, and then you ask another open-ended question, and you just chain link it from one place to the next. And before you know it, 3 hours have gone by, and that guy thinks you were the best and most interesting conversationalist, and you didn't say but a few words. You didn't ask but a few simple questions. And that's exactly how you make someone feel important. And that's very important when it comes down to the sale, because later you can get so close by the second or third meeting where you could literally just tell them, hey, this is the contract. This is a good deal for you. These are the specifics. Instead of wasting your time trying to convince them that it's worth their while, you just tell them the specifics on it, and they end up just signing it. That's a very covert form of getting someone to comply, is gaining rapport, building a friendship on trust and loyalty. And just showing your interest alone goes a long way. So you want to listen to them, you want to use their names, and you want to use them often, but you don't want to use them every time you speak. So if your name is Carla, I'm going to say, so tell me, Carla. I was just, you were just telling me about how you were on this trip, and I really would like to know, you know, what was the weather like? Was it something that was similar to around here, or just, like, if you could describe how the weather made you feel, how would it make you feel? Notice how I used the Carla, and notice how it turned into an open-ended question. Give her the ability to explain herself even deeper. Some certain rules I haven't listed down is you want to listen to them, use their names, you want to pay attention to everyone. If you're in a group situation, you want to pay attention to everyone. You want to make kind eye contact with everyone. If you're paying attention to everyone, you're going to be assumed to be the leader. And you can actually actively take the role of leadership by listening to everything someone has to say. By standing up and going, okay, what do you think about it? 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 And you may not be a leader at all. This is one of the first jobs I had. I took over an entire sales force because I used this principle. Just paying attention to what everybody had to say. If somebody does good that you know, especially in the work environment, applaud them. Or compliment them, especially when they deserve it. Give them the appreciation. That's one of the best ways to achieve your own goals, is to compliment yourself, is to pat yourself on the back. Even if you take the smallest, minute step. Just remember when I was telling you about saying hi to people. And that's all you got to say at first to overcome that shyness. After a while, you get, you know, and then as soon as you say hi to someone, you walk away and you pat yourself on the back, you're like, yeah, great. You praise yourself, and people love praise from other people. So keep that in mind. It's going to just make you stand out and make you a really likable person. And a little trick that I like to teach people is when someone talks, to pause a little bit before you say something. So if somebody is saying something, they describe how, and Carla's telling me how great this weather is and how it makes her feel, I'm going to stop. And I'm really going to give her the impression that I'm really taking in and listening to everything she has to say, because I am. And I'm putting it all together because I'm formulating my next question. Does that make sense? It really leaves a positive impression. They're going to think you're deep in thought and that you think that you're not wasting your time with them. And that just instills the very unconscious power. I'm going to show you a lot of, you've already learned a lot of different ways where you can remotely plant ideas and thoughts in people's mind and become more intuitive and have that powerful connection. I teach you a lot of different modalities. As you continue through this chapter 2, I teach you how people can, or listening, when I'm saying you can listen to someone, is people are going to think in different they're going to be thinking in different modalities. Some are going to smell, some are going to taste, some are going to be visual, some are going to be auditory. And I go through that. You can just read through it if you really, really, really want to get good with it. Because if someone is a visual person and I'm speaking in the kinesthetic sense, I'm thinking, okay, can you just hear the music of your favorite song playing in the background while enjoying? And they're like, no. because they're a visual person. They're not going to hear it. They're going to be like, no, not really. I'm like, can you just see the radio as it plays your favorite music? And then they're going to be like, oh, yeah. Notice what I'm saying? Notice how you can use those different aspects. I show you, if you speak more of their language, you're going to have even that closer unconscious connection. So realize that Chapter 2 is an encapsulation of all the different ways that you can really get someone to like and trust you. How to introduce yourself to someone, how to get them to like and trust you, and great ways to get in deep rapport with someone. And then I'm going to, so look it over and study it and just begin to apply just a few of them. And remember to praise yourself. Remember to praise yourself for doing that. Okay, and then Chapter 3, we're going to talk about the hypnotic formula, and it's basically a careful set of words, an action verb that presupposes you in the command. And that's it. These are the sneak phrases I was telling you about in our articles online. And how you can set your command and put it right in their unconscious brain. And there's a whole appendix of them that you can use at the end of this book. But one of the distinctions that I want you to understand is that your commands have to be short and sweet and simple and straight to the point. It's not, if you were to, it's if you were to is one sneak phrase that I teach you and show you in the appendix. If you were to feel really good right now is a good command. If you were to feel really good right now, could you feel it right now? Of course you could. Now, notice how that made you feel really good. But I can't say, but it doesn't make sense to go, if you were to imagine all the different ways that make you feel really, 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 really good, and you're trying to babble on and on. The thing what you're trying to do is just throw in a few commands. And notice there's a three rule that I like to make, or like I like to talk about with my, the people who are first learning this material, is... you want to give the same command at least three times. So if you're trying to sell something, you want to at least say, buy this now, or purchase this product, or go ahead and make a decision on purchasing, or I'm not saying to purchase this now, that's your decision. Notice how you can say that in different ways, but it's very similar commands. But you want to make sure you incorporate at least three of them during the same conversation to have the kind of unconscious impact you want. Three is a good rule. Sometimes I like to push it just a little bit more. But if you go over five, someone might think you're up to something, and it may feel and assume you're a little bit suspicious. And we're going to show you some ways where you can arouse certain feelings in someone and make that seem like that's the best decision to take anyway. So you can only just use it one or two times and have the same kind of results. And those are the more advanced techniques that I teach you inside my home study course program. And you can go there by going to applyhypnosis.com and clicking on the link that says audio course at the top of the page. So there's a lot of different methods that I teach you, formulas, like there's a 4-3-2-1, a 5-4-3-2-1 method, something you see, feel, hear, see, command, and so on and so forth. You're going to learn that as you read those particular formulas. And you can apply that. These are the 5-4-3-2-1 and the 4-3-2-1 are extremely useful in writing. And I suggest you use those methods for that. This is the clunky and contrived, verbose sounding kind of hypnosis. This is something more of a clinical setting. This isn't something where you sound natural and confident all the time. So I don't recommend you use this in conversations with people. You can, but you're going to sound like a monotone kind of person. You're going to sound like you're boring. And you don't want to sound boring, you want to have enthusiasm. So keep in mind that three-step process, that magic form of overcoming fear of rejection. Learn all the tools, experiment one tool at a time to get into that rapport with someone using different tools. And then think about the magic three rule. I'm making this easy for you, aren't I? The magic three rule where you embed the same or similar commands at least three times. And then now we got to talk about inflection. Chapter 4, we go into inflection in your tone of voice. and how you say things to embed your commands in your language. There's three ways that you can talk. You can ask questions and go up in the end, and statements which are at a monotone level, and then finally commands that reflect a downward tonality. And notice how when I talk, I always end almost 100% of the time in a downward inflection, because that is how you command other people. You always end in a downward inflection. And it can even be when you're asking a question. And do you think that this is possible? Do you notice how I just did that? Of course you did. And that's the other way that I like to end in a downward inflection when you ask questions. Do you notice how I just did that? And you're thinking, And you end in, of course you did. Of course you did. Boom. You're reinforcing it. Do you really want to go? Do you want to go off for ice cream with me right now? Notice how you can come at someone and say that. Hey, do you want to go out for ice cream with me right now? 9 out of 10 people are going to jump up immediately and be like, sure. If you use that kind of inflection with someone. And you're going to be blown away the first few times you use inflection this way with people. Because it's especially going to be fun when you're talking with someone and the command that you want to say to someone comes just all of a sudden just flashes into your conversation and you accurately drop your tonality and you watch them do what you want. That's when it gets real fun. Because you start experimenting with the certain sneak phrases in the appendix and you start embedding commands in your language and you're having a blast doing it. And it really makes it a lot of fun. You have a lot of fun doing it. But the thing that I want you to do is practice. Let's make love. Let's make love right now. Notice how I like to say now. You know, I think it would be just absolutely wonderful if you just stay with me. Just stay with me tonight. You know, I think it would be both of our best interests if you were to just stay with me. And it's not, I love you too. It's, I love you. Notice how more sincere that sounds than, yeah, I love you. Or I love you. It's, I love you. And then, of course, do you want to go out for ice cream with me? Do you want to go out for ice cream with me right now? Do you want to go out for ice cream with me right now? Practice those. Do you follow this exercise? And notice how I spelled that wrong. You're exercising the things you want to get rid of, and that's the way that people teach you in English class. Remember if you looked into my gold upgrade system and you saw the article that I wrote about it, and the first paragraph said, remember English way back when? Okay, I want you to take everything and throw it out the window. That's true. They don't teach you to end in a downward inflection. In fact, public schools, I could go on a long discussion about how public schools are set up. They're designed to pretty much put you into the system to get up, go to work, you know. Instead of getting up and going to school every day, you get up and go to work every day. Instead of getting expelled for missing school, you get fired for missing work. It's kind of like a little system. And if they taught you how to be an authority and become a leader, then you would be the person on top and they would be doing things for you. So this is the foundation of covert hypnosis, is using your inflection. And of course, when you want to embed your commands in your language, you also have to pause slightly, just long enough where it's noticeable and picked up by the unconscious mind. And you get really good at this if you just give yourself commands. So you can be like, if you were to remember these phrases, you'll find that you're getting better at hypnosis to the point where you could do it anytime and everywhere with everyone you talk with, easily. And it makes you feel really good, doesn't it? Notice how I pause a little bit and I have that incredible tonality and I'm getting really enthusiastic about how you can apply covert hypnosis and I'm giving myself commands. If you can give yourself commands and it impacts you, you better believe it'll impact other people. So you have a lot of, there's some stretches and some exercises that you can do that gives you the ability to talk from the gut. Because some people talk in the throat, and some people talk in the chest, and then some people talk deep. Notice how I talk from the deep pit of my belly. I don't even waste time up here. I don't talk in my throat. I don't talk in my chest. It even feels weird to talk in my chest. Because I talk from the deep pit of my belly, and that is so much more congruent. And there are certain exercises that you can do. I want you to go ahead and do those. And then I want you to say some particular sentences out loud. You know, like, have you ever had an incredible experience? Like, maybe you had an overwhelmingly beautiful ocean view. Notice how I put enthusiasm and emotion behind it. So go through those particular exercises and use them accordingly. And use them to get yourself to design and get yourself in the habit of making incredible changes to the way you communicate to people. You want to learn how to do covert hypnosis? This is the foundation of it. So I highly suggest you take Chapter 4 seriously and get your tonality in a certain process. Or in the right way. Get it all aligned. Okay, Chapter 5 goes into the hypnotic process. One of the first things you want to do is get their attention. I showed you how to do that. I showed you how to get their attention in the previous chapters. I showed you how to overcome the fear of rejection. I showed you how to say the hi for a while until you got used to opening yourself up and getting over your shyness. I showed you a bunch of ways to get in rapport with them. And that's the next part. Number two is establish states of a person feeling an incredible bond, connection, or rapport to you. And I'm going to get in a brief description of how you can accelerate this within minutes. Instead of using the techniques where I showed you where you had to listen, you can actually create your own language patterns to get people to feel really close with you. The third one is create the states you want them in, the outcome, mainly feelings. And then four is amplify those states and then link them to and anchor that. And we're going to talk a little bit about anchors in a little while. So you want to get their attention. We already talked about that. Step two is this. Establish states of incredible bond, connection, and rapport to you. And this is very powerful and it's very easy to do. I already showed you numerous techniques in the previous lesson, but right now I want you to really think about how you can accelerate that. Is later in the chapters I give you templates that you can use to make people feel really close to you. And it may take you less than 35 to 45 seconds to say to them, and it'll make them feel absolutely connected to you. And here's an example. Have you ever stopped and thought to yourself, you know, maybe you were talking to someone or maybe you were listening to someone that was showing you how to do something, and you knew that this person, you knew deep down inside that this person that you're listening to right now, you really feel like you have some kind of strong emotional connection with them. Maybe like you were meant to know, or this person was meant to come into your life and show you the things that he was showing you, and it made your learning experience so much better to the point where you just stopped. And you think into the future, you see yourself maybe 4 or 5 months from now having the same amount of incredible success that he promised you. And looking back at now has been the start of it. Now, can you feel that when I was describing that to you? Of course you could. I was talking about you listening to me. Notice, now that is one of the first language patterns I ever taught you or ever showed you this whole time I've been talking. Right now I'm trying to give you the concrete steps you need to take, the no bull, but that was an actual language pattern. You might want to rewind and listen to that over again so you understand how it affects you. I pretty much pointed out the whole situation. You're sitting there, you listen to someone who's teaching you something that you really wanted to know. Doesn't that make sense? It's very powerful, incredibly easy to use. Now, the other thing that I like to teach people is that's a way you can accelerate the bond, but the next thing is create the state you want them in. You want to make them feel particular things. Feelings are very important. You have to make them feel. And it's better to break it down and break it down and break it down and break it down. It's not feel really close to me. It's like, you know that wonderful click in the pit of your belly that just makes you feel totally drawn to me? Or you feel totally drawn to this person as you gesture to yourself. And maybe you get those warm, tingly sensations in your belly, almost like butterflies, and that warmth heats up into a fire and starts traveling all down through your body. Notice how I'm describing particular feelings, but I'm getting very descriptive. I'm not saying I want you to feel horny around me right now. Instead, I'm sidestepping that, and I'm just describing particular feelings that you could have. So, the next thing is amplifying those states, and I can show you a particular technique that I use, the color technique. Now, if you were to imagine yourself being super good at using covert hypnosis, or let's even pick a better one. Let's pick a better one instead. If you were to go ahead and imagine yourself meeting and attracting unbelievable amounts of lovers and unbelievable amounts of sales, if you're a salesman. If you were to go ahead and see yourself doing that right now, if you were to sit on a chair and pretend you're in a movie screen and just close your eyes for a few seconds. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the color technique to amplify those feelings. And you do that by closing your eyes. So close your eyes for a few seconds and imagine yourself in a movie theater, and I want you to see yourself in that movie theater screen. And there you are, you're out in the world, and remember that you're watching the movie of you now. You're not actually in the movie, you're watching it. And there you are walking through the world, and you're meeting all the people that you see on the street, and when you're in the stores, and when you're in the libraries, when you're at parties, when you're out at clubs, when you're at work. I think you get the picture. You can see yourself just walking up to people and easily meeting them. And notice how good you feel. Look at your image. Look at your self-image and how happy you are. Look how your head's bouncing. Look how much more enthusiasm you have towards life. And notice how people are responding so positively to you because you have and you carry that kind of enthusiasm. And how it makes you feel really good right now. And notice what happens now if you were to allow yourself to look at you right now and say, and jump out of the screen, and he booms right into your body. Woo! There you are. Feeling that. All those images that you've seen, you've already experienced it, and it feels great, doesn't it? Now notice what happens when you have that kind of success with people, and you were to pick a color to assign that particular success to. So assign that success to this particular feeling, and notice what happens when you let it start to spin around in the pit of your belly. So you're feeling all that success and it spin around the pit of your belly, and it eventually starts to fill your entire body, and then the room, and then the house, and then the city, the country, the world, the galaxy, the universe. Notice how much more positive and powerful that feeling is and gets. And realize, looking back and seeing yourself in the future, that there's no turning back. You got that magnetic quality now to attract more people into your life than you ever thought possible. 1, 2, 3, wake up. Nah, I'm just kidding. But notice how that makes you feel. Really good and really confident when you're around people, that you have the ability to attract them and make them respond to you in a positive way. So, amplifying those states is very good, and I kind of linked that to, the linking is the anchoring. We're going to get into more about anchoring, but anchoring pretty much is a feeling or a touch, and there's definitely, you get along a bonus. I send you out a survey or something similar in the gold after you purchase the program, asking you to answer a few simple questions, and I'll give you a free audio MP3 on the art of anchoring that is going to open your mind to a whole new era of covertly hypnotizing people. And I highly suggest you just take the few minutes, the 5 minutes. It helps me help you because I can give you more quality products and offer you the types of things that you really want. So please take the time to do that. So later, I talk about softwares. The rest is pretty much different ways that you can apply covert hypnosis. We talk about the how to use softening words to talk about the most intrusive subjects. And what you want to do from the rest of this point on is when you're going through all these psychological devices, the blank interrupts, is to apply one at a time and notice how they work. Assign yourself a day. Give yourself a plan of action. Record your progress. These psychological devices are just different things that you can master. So master one skill at a time, and you're going to see remarkable results. You're going to have complete descriptions of all these different psychological devices, and I go through each and every one of these, plus, oh man, so many more. I can't even remember off the top of my head. I think there's like 40-some more. I break it down in complete details inside my Covert Hypnosis Home Study Course program. Again, it's at applyhypnosis.com. Just click audio lesson. I highly recommend you get that product if you want to become the master at Covert Hypnosis. So, I got all these students, and I made this particular MP3 for with you in mind because I got a lot of students asking me, well, I'm not really sure if I understand how this is done or how this works. So I just broke it down, the easiest process. It's very simple, isn't it? It's so simple, you could explain it to a child and they could probably get it. So these psychological devices are just different ways that you can structure your language and use it to your advantage. You can make people think of the past, the present, and the future. You can control people by the words that you say. And these psychological devices show you how to do that. And then you get a few templates that you can fill in the blanks in. You can accurately read people's minds. And basically what these psychological devices are is the kind of incredible power, the kind of ways where you can trigger certain things in someone's mind. And then I talk about triggers and psychological devices, unconscious motivations. In chapter 9, I show you some skills, and there's around 30 of them that come free as a bonus inside How to Hypnotize Anyone Without Getting Caught Home Study Course program. And these 30 motivations, unconscious motivations, are probably by far the most powerful ways to sell products, no matter how you're advertising. If you inject these particular psychological devices, you almost render sales, and it's like virtually impossible to not render or make the sale. It may sound hard to believe, but it's true. So pacing and leading is another thing that I talk about. First, there's like a process. You want to get them thinking about what they must be experiencing right now. So they might be seeing the colors on the wall, or there might be music in the background, or the weight of their body, or they're listening to the sound of your voice. Once you get them focused on that, then you can continue to move into new language patterns. We get into language pattern development, and we get a little bit more into the 5-4-3-2-1 method. We talk about how you can structure your hypnotic presentations and the 6 questions you can ask to really make a dramatic impact. And I'm going to go through that with you. And the 6 questions are, what is the problem? Why hasn't the problem been solved? What's different? What's possible? What should they feel, process, and experience? And what should they do right now? You got to know what the outcome is. What are they going to do ultimately? So let's say somebody asks me, when they ask me what I do, let's look at how I answer it. And this is exactly how I say it. Well, let's say you have a few people skills and you want to increase your ability to win friends and influence people. You really want to make a very positive impression on them. Now, you want your persuasion to generate in others actions, behaviors, and choices based on your best interest for you, right? And they're like, yeah, well, in your social situations, that's incredibly easy to do. But most people just talk and communicate with others without really knowing what they're doing and how it affects a person, and wonder why the heck they aren't getting what they desire from others in their social situations. But what I do is I show people how to talk to others unconsciously using hypnosis, which means I teach others to speak hypnotically. That makes others feel compelled to do what you say. I show you how to get others to buy what you're selling, make love to you, go out with you, listen to you, and anything else you desire from others. And you do it all on a secret and unconscious level. And so here's my card. Or my just email me or go to my website on the web and read more about it, and you'll find out exactly how to do it. Now notice how I answered all those questions. Let's say that you have a few people skills, blah, 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 blah. Answer's number one. It's all broken down for you in that chapter. The next thing you want to do is inject emotion into your language pattern. If you've upgraded to the gold, if you have upgraded to the gold upgrade, I give you like over 325 of these power words that you can inject into a boring sentence and turn it into a mouth-watering sentence. Something people really love to hear. It's very simple. Now let's just take, and I give you some examples how to develop the hypnotic language. How to develop fascinating hypnotic language. Sounds a heck of a lot better because I added one more emotion, didn't I? I'm going to teach you how to develop hypnotic language. Or I'm going to teach you how to develop fascinating hypnotic language. It sounds a lot more inviting when you add these words. But you can add two or three words. How to develop psychologically compelling language. If I'm going to use like five words, I'll just add a couple language phrases to the sentence. Discover how to develop psychologically compelling hypnotic language quickly and easily. Do you see how easy it is to inject these powerful emotion words? And if you are in, again, if you have upgraded to the gold membership, you can find, you have 325 of these words. And then you want to add psychological devices to them, and I break down a complete language pattern that I've created and give you all the reasons why it's so powerful and all the psychological devices I've used and how you can use that. And then chapter 12 goes into real-world patterns that you can use, shamelessly model and mimic. You can plug them into your own commands, give you a really good idea how you can sit down and write out your commands. And that's the one final distinction I want you to make, is that you're going to want to sit down at first. If you really want to get really good at using covert hypnosis, I invite you to sit down and write out 2 to 3 to 5 language patterns. And they don't have to be very long. They can be about as long as what I have in there. And there is an example. And the reason why that I'm giving you what I'm telling you to do this is because you actually get you actually start thinking in the mind or in the mindset of how you can develop powerful hypnotic language, where you actually begin to think of it all automatically. And the more language patterns you write and just say them out loud to yourself, the more powerful you're going to become with it. Even if you just have to sit down and write out sneak phrases and then command, sneak phrases, command, sneak phrase, command, sneak phrase, command, turn it into a paragraph and try to make sense out of it. Try to link it all together. You're going to get yourself in the habit of using and talking psychologically, and you sprinkle in some psychological devices after you had the sneak phrases, and then you use some unconscious motivations, and you're going to have a dramatic impact. You're gonna really accelerate your ability to speak hypnotically. The first thing you want to do is get your voice going again. But you can virtually make up your own language patterns, create the kind of states of mind, feeling, desires, and aroused emotions you want a person to experience. And if you're an upgrade to a gold member, I also give you a whole bunch of patterns you can shamelessly model and use and plug in virtually your own words to create the most compelling language patterns. Also, I have a distinction that I want to make is in the Covert Hypnosis Mastery Home Study Course program for the advanced people wishing to really accelerate their skills and get world-class training on the art of covert hypnosis. I invite you to notice all of the pre-written language patterns that come along with it. I give that part of it, it's kind of a what used to be a surprise bonus, language patterns that you can shamelessly model and mimic and use to your own advantage. And I wrote out a whole bunch of them for you to use and alter and change as you see fit. So you can go through these patterns and learn about how you can apply them and use them to your advantage. And how to create emotions in people. And let's, one thing I want to talk about is a little bit about time distortion, how people think in different levels of time. The past, present, and future. You can tell if somebody's a past thinker if they're always running away from something. Or if they do something because something good in the past happened. You can tell if somebody lives in the present time if they fail to think of the past and what they did before. These are repeat offenders in the criminal justice thing. Somebody who racks up credit cards because they fail to see in the future what might happen. And then future thinkers who don't think in the past or the present, and they're just stuck looking at the big picture, and they make no progress because they're too busy looking in the future. What you really want to do for yourself right away is think in all three levels of time. Notice what level of time you think in most, and try to balance that out throughout your day-to-day, and it's going to give you a lot more power. And you're going to understand a lot more about how people are thinking in different levels of time. And if you can accurately switch people, experiment with it a little bit. If you meet someone who thinks in present time, get them to see the future and notice the response they get. Get them to look at the past and see what kind of response they get. And based on the responses you get, you can combine that and use a quick little language pattern to totally change their mind. Time distortion is powerful. And they go into a lot more detail about it inside the book. There's some more pattern constructions and ambiguity. I'd like to cover this really quick before I like to come to a close. And ambiguity is basically when you can't tell when one sentence ends and another one begins. And the easy ways of doing that is now, for me, with me, to me. I'm sure that if you want, you can easily feel that hopeless connection. Now, with me. When I feel that wonderful when I'm around someone, it just really brightens my day. Notice how I tied now with me into that last sentence, and the unconscious mind makes the link to feel that hopeless connection with me. You can also use it with full sentences. An example like would be to punctuation ambiguity is easy to use, and you'll find it many ways you can do this. While you're reading this book, notice how I just use punctuation ambiguity. I'm saying, while you're reading this book, you'll find many ways you can use punctuation ambiguity. Ambiguity also is words that sound alike. In the Covert Hypnosis Home Study Course, I give you like 900 of them. And this like presence and presence. I saw this beautiful Mustang go by to me. Presence. Some cars have a presence of their own. Isn't that the famous pattern? I saw this beautiful car go by to me. Some cars have a presence of their own. This presence, go buy me presents. Did you notice that? I embedded that into my language. If you didn't rewind it and listen, you're going to laugh. Notice how the two words sound alike, presence and presence. You can use this in your sentences if you want to get real sneaky, and if you're a real diehard covert hypnotist, you can sit down and you can write out language patterns talking about stories that you had on a safari hunt, or a story you had about fishing in Canada, and you can embed particular commands to like you, or feel really good around you, or want to be with you. It's incredibly powerful. And then a little bit about anchoring is basically linking emotions. If you had a high school sweetheart, I'm sure you and them had a song, and you could probably, if you wanted to, when you think about that high school sweetheart, hear that song play or see yourself dancing to it at a particular school event or a dance or wherever. while you were driving in the car. That's what I like to call anchor. Your mind will associate certain things with feelings. A classic example is if you go to work and you have a really bad, rough day, and you go home and you walk in the door and you see your family sitting there and they greet you after having a rough day. And then you get up and you go to work and you have another rough day, and it's just a really busy week, so your next day really sucks and it's terrible and you're not in a very good mood, and you walk through the front door and you see your family and they're there and they're visiting you. And then you have another rough day and you come in and then you see your family and you're just still aggravated from the rough day. And then you go at the end, like the last day of the week, you're feeling great, you had a really great day. But when you go home, you open the door and you walk in and you see your family's faces and you feel like you just had a rough day. Notice how your mind can associate that. Notice how powerful anchors are. That's a very simple way of explaining an anchor. As you walk in the door after so many rough days, having that kind of emotion seeing your family, you're associating those emotions with your family. And if you're not consciously aware of it, then it could become problems for you. But now that you have a little bit more idea behind it, you see, because then you had that day where you were having a wonderful day and you walk in and you see your family's face and it triggers all that past crap, when you can actually change it right away. And some of you be like, well, how would you change it if you walked in and that happened? You just think to yourself, oh, wow, wait a minute. You can stop it. Stop it immediately. You have the ability to think and determine how you want to feel. So you stop it and say, hey, wait a minute. I had a really great day today, and my mind associated those past days with my family when they had nothing to do with it. That was nothing but work. Let's leave that at work, and let's just enjoy the rest of my day with my family. It could be that simple. So anchors, get in there and learn a little bit more about it. I teach you, again, you're gonna get a application from me where you can learn. You're gonna get a survey asking you to help me out, answer a few questions for me, and I'll give you a free MP3 on artful anchoring. Or I need your help, some kind of a testimonial. I'd really like to hear from your success using this, these skills that I've taught you. It really helps me, and it'll help you. Because I also give you something free along with that. So let's talk about some rules that you're going to want to follow so you don't get caught. This is the heart of the program. Covert hypnosis isn't getting caught, and it's very hard to get caught using this stuff. Most people don't even understand what an inflection is. Most people don't even notice when people end in a downward tonality. Nine people out of ten that you talk to aren't even going to notice you embedding commands. They aren't even going to have any idea, one clue whatsoever, one iota, that you're using covert hypnosis at all. Or rapport techniques. They're just going to think you're just that way. And a lot of people call me and customers ask me, like, well, you know, what if I change and all these people who know me as I am now, what if I'm different? What if I make all these changes with myself and they're just like, they give me weird vibes. It just doesn't work that way. I knew a lot of people, and then I switched one day. I just made the decision, heck, I'm going to use this stuff. I don't care. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to get what I want out of life. I'm going to have that kind of enthusiasm. I'm going to feel great about myself. And I just made that decision with myself. And when I just made that decision to just do it, I made it overall great. I got a great positive response from everybody I knew already. They're like, wow, I got into you. He's a heck of a lot more fun. Created this big waveform through my family and my friends. They all started talking about me. I was like, whoa, I wonder if I can do that at work. So I went to work and I did it, and everybody started talking about me there because I was full of life and energy and vigor. And I love talking to people and getting them to do things. So some things I want you to keep in mind is always communicate with the direction or outcome in mind. Don't just do it to be saying anything. You got to know what you're doing it for. So what do you want them to do first? Think to yourself, I want this. It could be something as simple as wanting them to give you their phone number to wanting to go back to your apartment or your house or going out on a date with you. You want to create some states of fascination, connection, feeling of intense bond. You want to keep your skills a secret. Don't tell anybody you're using this stuff. It'll backfire. You don't need anybody knowing. It works best if it's hidden and unexpected. Just be low-key and understated as possible in the application of your skills. Remember your mindset. It's not, ha-ha, I'm doing this. I'm mind-screwing you. I'm screwing with your head. You don't want to have that attitude. Remember that their unconscious mind can pick up on that. Instead, you just want to be like, isn't this interesting how their minds work? Look at how our minds are working. Isn't it interesting how I can robot-like push buttons and get people to do things? So cool. The purpose of your communication is not to give the person an understanding. It's the purpose of it is to get the result you're after. See, covert hypnosis works by manipulating and directing a person's processes, not by getting their conscious agreement. Don't worry about the conscious mind. Just speak right directly to the unconscious and tell it what to do. Remember that covert hypnosis is fun. You have to have the playful attitude. If you're not having a playful attitude, you're not doing it correctly. So find yourself having fun when you're using this stuff. If a person offers you something when you're in conversation, never resist it. Turn it around and use it as leverage. The kind of responses people give you, they can be turned around and used to get what you want. Just don't argue or ask why. Just use it. And all those psychological vices I give you are going to give you the knowledge you need to be able to do that. Do it easily. Remember, you don't want to talk about intrusive subjects right away. You want to develop that rapport slowly and then move into a more positive connection. And you also want to remember, challenge is fun. If you find that what you're trying isn't working, remember, you got to be flexible and try something else. If the grenade didn't work, use the taser. If the taser didn't work, use the machine gun. If that didn't work, use the knife. If you try something and it backfires on you, just learn from it and use it and make the minor adjustments and try again. Remember, covert hypnosis is a practice. You got to get out there and practice it. And you're probably going to make some mistakes. Everybody does. I still make mistakes with it sometimes. But I use it and it works out to my advantage. Just remember, the less responsive somebody is, or the less person feels, the more you're going to have to rely on firing up their body emotions. So if they're really like dead inside, and they're just kind of like monotone level, and they're just kind of like, well, whatever, life was just giving me whatever life. Then you really want to get them to feel sensations in their body. So you want to get descriptive to get the kind of results you want. And remember to use softening lines in your conversation so you can introduce wild topics to them. And like, we go into the chapters, and certain chapters in there that teach you all about how to do that, where you can talk about the most wildest things people won't even tell their best friends about, but here you are, just knowing them a few minutes, and they're talking about the wild and craziest things. It's amazing how powerful those lines are. So then learn all these sneak phrases that I show you. It's like 125-some sneak phrases, and I give you the formula again. And then, of course, there's some formulas, some of my own notes in the appendix at the end. And that is basically, in a nutshell, the easy way to get started using covert hypnosis. And we've covered a lot of topics. So let's say I've like pretty narrowed it down into about 73 minutes of talking. And I do this because I realize that you're going to have a lot of... there's so much potential that I wanted to make this audio course for you so you could really understand how to use it and get out in the real world and apply it. I got hundreds and hundreds of students that are absolutely happy and satisfied and excited because they get out in the real world and they apply just a few of these techniques, just one or two of them at first, and they get remarkable results. They get the kind of results I promise. I had a student of mine just call me the other day on the phone and say, Nathan, your rapport trick helped me with my wife. just how you suggested that when you get up in the morning and you get in rapport with your wife right away. I've been doing that, and I cannot believe how much more love we're making as a result of that one little particular technique. And it makes me feel really good. This is one little skill. Come to find out, he's utilizing more and more of these skills, and he's getting a lot more what he wants out of his social situations, and he's really using it to improve his relationships with his family. It's a very positive way to use covert hypnosis. See, I didn't spend the last 8 years of my life studying and applying covert hypnosis for the heck of it. I've spent the last 8 years of my life studying and applying covert hypnosis to get ahead in life, and you can do the same. Covert hypnosis is extreme. It is an extreme power. It gives you control. If you don't have control of a social situation, then you lose a lot of power. And things seem more stressful, but when you begin to take control of your social situations and use covert hypnosis as your vehicle to do that easily, you're going to have a lot more power and control in your life. And consequently, people aren't going to be telling you what to do anymore. Realize that it's your turn to become your own authority, and you might as well play an active role of being a leader, not a follower. Don't seek outside authority. Seek the authority within, and you're going to have great improvements in your life just by doing that alone. So, remember, here I am, a guy who went from nothing to on top of the world, and by my standards, making excellent money a year, dated thousands of women. Last year alone, I dated over 1,400 women until I found the woman that I was looking to spend the rest of my life with, and now we're married, happily. I went from broke to millions of dollars on top, and it's all, I can give that all that credit to covert hypnosis. I can sell like crazy, I can communicate like crazy, I can meet women like crazy, I can establish very close friendships and family friendships like crazy, all because and thanks to covert hypnosis, and I'm confident it can do the same to you. So some of the things that you might as well look forward to as you begin to apply these techniques that I've been teaching you here in this audio lesson and inside the book is to have better relationships, to meet more people, to attract more people, to make more sales, to learn how to put it in writing, because this can be used in writing. It can be used on the TV. The other things you get to look forward to is actually, as you begin to educate yourself more about it, is you're going to see it everywhere. Covert hypnosis is everywhere. It's kind of like a wow effect when you first learn about it, because you're like, wow, that radio commercial was just hypnotic. It was just trying to hypnotize me. You know how many people probably fall for that? And then you're going to be watching the TV and be like, that is a great commercial. How many people do you know that sit there and point, my wife thinks I'm crazy. There was one time I was watching a commercial, and it was like a local person. Somebody obviously knew what they were doing. They may have even bought my system, because I jumped up after the commercial was done, and I was like, that is a great commercial. And she wonders why I'm in the theater room, and I'm recording these commercials that are coming on TV. There's a reason why I do it. For one, I am a covert hypnosis fanatic. I don't know about you, but when I want to improve myself, I go all out. There's no sense in just reading one or two books about it and just applying a few things here or there. Heck no. You got to get out there and you got to get your hands on everything if you want to get really good with it. So here I am. I'm taping these great commercials that are just totally hypnotic. And as a result, I got this whole arsenal of commercials that are like guaranteed proven because I know they work. They worked on me. And I know covert hypnosis, and I can tell these commercials are so good, saving infomercials and all that stuff, because when I sell products on TV, or when I consult with those who sell products on TV, I got this whole arsenal, this resource that I can use and tap into to create the most earth-shattering advertisements on television and make tens of thousands of dollars in the first day, the first time it airs. One little infomercial. or one little commercial, or the Home Shopping Network, or anything. So, you may want to, if you're like one of those diehards like me, I sincerely suggest you just get over to applyhypnosis.com and get the advanced home study course. I give you a money-back guarantee. You're not going to lose with it. I'm going to ship it out within 24 to 48 hours. It's going to come right to your door. You're going to open up the box. You're going to open up the 12 CDs. It comes 16 total from all the bonuses you're getting. It comes with a whole manual. It's like an extended version. And these are my private applications. And I give you a whole toolbox of things to use at the end of this manual that's over 250 pages long, printed on both front and back. That's a lot of words. That's a lot of pages. That's a lot of information. And hence, I also give you like 12 audio CDs that give you, break everything down into complete detail. So there's no way you can lose. You have everything to gain. If you don't like it, send it back to me. I'll give you your money back. It's that simple. And so many people learn so much better by learning, by listening. And if you've learned a lot of things by listening to me now, and if you're still listening to me now, that's absolutely incredible. Because most people don't have that long of an attention span. And if you can deal with me at this point in time, you can definitely deal with my home study course. And you owe it to yourself to have the kind of training that you really want. To get my covert hypnosis course, please just go to applyhypnosis.com, apply, or click on audio downloads, or audio course, and you'll see all the details of all the things that you're getting. And remember that covert hypnosis can be used for ethical reasons, and it can be used for unethical reasons. And basically, the way you know if you're using it ethically or not is you ask yourself, is what I'm doing beneficial to them? And if you can't say yes to that, if you can't answer yes to that question, then you're probably using it unethically. Well, other than that, if you're helping people, if you're having fun, if you're being enthusiastic, if you're giving positive circumstances and outcomes to yourself and to others at the same time, then you're using it ethically. I'm Nathan Blazak with Apply Hypnosis Center, director of Apply Hypnosis Center, with applyhypnosis.com, associated with Life Tricks Company. I'm so excited that you took the time to listen to me today. Go to my homepage, click on audio course, and see what it, just at least consider what it's got for you. If not, just order it. And have the kind of success that I really want you to have. And I know that this audio course in particular is going to give you that, but I know that over 8 hours of more additional training is going to blow your mind with your ability to covertly hypnotize anyone. And there's also a little added bonus in there, is that I get you in the automatic habit of automatically using it, where you just use covert hypnosis without even thinking about it. It's a little treat that I like to give to you, and it's entirely a great way to learn, as an unconscious way. So, again, I'm Nathan Blazak. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Get out there, use covert hypnosis, and have fun with life.